how do you game plan without, you know, Odell and some of your other top receivers? How much does that just change things?
Well, certainly a big loss for us, and wish him well and Brandon well in their recovery. You know, we have some young guys who have to step up, you know, guys who have had a chance to be involved in training camp and preseason, and they'll get their opportunities. And, you know, we have an offense, we have a system, and we just try to find the best way to give those guys a chance to be successful and play to their strengths.
How much are you going to lean on Roger? You know, he's sort of the focus of the open statesman.
Yeah, that's something else. He goes from, you know, being the fourth or fifth guy, young guy now, he is the elder statesman. He's a versatile player. He's a guy that has made plays for us, had a heck of a play the other day, and he's smart. And, of course, the versatility is something that we'll be relying upon to be able to move him around and help the other guys as well.
What about Evan?
Tavares King?
What about Evan and all the ways you can use him?
You know, Evan has done a lot of good things for us this year. He's a hard worker. He's very smart. We have to make sure we're cognizant of the fact that while he is doing a lot of good things and he's shown a versatility both in terms of what he can do physically and what we put on him mentally, you know, we don't want to overtax him. We don't want to try to make things overly complicated in the sense that he's not able to go out there and play fast. And so we just want to be able to put him in positions where certainly, you know, he's, and which we've seen already this year, he's been in line, he's been displaced, and we'll want to continue to try to do that, but not at the risk of trying to overload him to where all of a sudden he's thinking so much that he's not able to play fast.
How good is it to have Tavares King back on the roster?
Great to have TK. I know he was someone that was on the roster last year, obviously had a heck of a big play against Green Bay in the playoff game last year, and it, you know, didn't work out as far as him being on the initial 53, but, you know, he's taking good care of himself. He's in great shape. He looks fast, and, of course, his familiarity with what we do is something that we're going to be relying upon.
How did Travis and Ed look in practice this week?
Say again, please.
How did Travis and Ed look in practice this week?
Two young guys have done it. You're talking about Travis and Ed Egan. Both of them have had a lot of work throughout the early part of the year in the show team, so they do a lot of running, and a lot of the fundamentals of route running and catching the football and so forth have been good. Now they've had a chance to get more involved in our offense. You know, they're out there, they're getting plays and signals from Eli. And so excited for the opportunity both those young guys have. You know, we just want them to rely upon, you know, trust their training, trust their preparation, and go out and have fun and enjoy that moment.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You found you've had to scrap some things that you wanted to do before this because you don't have Odell, you don't have Sterling, you don't have Marshall. You just, some things you say, we can't do this, we got to do this instead.
Well, I think every week you have to look at the opponent, and there's things that might look great on the board, and they might be something that could yield a great result, but the risk in terms of being able to execute that, and whether it's a blocking scheme in the run game or a pass protection, et cetera, we take that into account. But in terms of having to limit the playbook or to pare down what we're doing, that really hasn't been a factor this week. You know, we feel confident with those young guys. They haven't had the opportunities. They're certainly going to get them Sunday night.
How much of a concern is right tackle, especially when you're heading into this matchup with Von Miller on that side?
Well, Von Miller is a concern regardless. I mean, you take the greatest right tackle, left tackle, take every tackle that ever played in the National Football League, they're going to struggle against Von Miller. And that's, in my opinion, the best pass rusher in the game. And so we have to do everything that we can to try to help. And they move him around. He can also, you'll see sometimes he's on the other side. He also really does us a favor, and he'll go inside as well. So, you know, we got our hands full, and we'll have a plan of ways that we can try to either combination of sliding the protection or, like a lot of teams will do, this is no secret, you know, having a tight end or a back there to chip and just try to do what we can to keep him off balance. But it's a huge challenge. There's no doubt about it.
Mike, against this defense, if this were just the regular week, the next week, and you didn't have everything to hit you at the wide receiver position, this would have been quite a challenge, maybe the biggest challenge that you've had on the schedule. Now going in shorthanded, how do you convince your guys that not only can you function, but you could actually compete against this defense?
Well, I think it starts with the attitude and the mindset of this group of men. And while we've come up short oftentimes from either an execution standpoint or a game plan standpoint, all of us, the one thing that has been consistent is it's been a gritty outfit. It's been a competitive group. I mean, certainly no more victories. The facts remain, we're 0-5. But they've had a resolve and a determination to compete. Even this last game where we, you know, only having two wide receivers and trying to function in you know, conventional three wide receiver type sets. So they're a competitive group. They're a proud group. And I think the attitude is one of which what a great challenge, certainly, and all the respect in the world to a defense which is number one in the National Football League, and it's a loud environment, and they're well coached and they play hard. But what a great opportunity for us to be able to go out and compete against the best and show what we're about and pull it all together. So I think that's really been the focal point in terms of us really seizing this as an opportunity, as a chance to go ahead and try to get that first win of the season in obviously a very difficult environment, but one we're looking forward to competing in.
Mike, at the end of the first quarter and early in the second, we've asked all year, where's the run game? It seemingly you had it going, 23-yard touchdown run, big gains, and then all of a sudden it disappeared. I mean, it wasn't because you were being stopped, because you weren't running. I mean, why did you go away?
You know, I think there's different factors that can come into play. There's no doubt, you know, that was the most productive game we'd had of the season running the football. A lot of good things that took place on the offensive line at the point of attack. The perimeter guys did a heck of a job. I mean, there's some runs that were sprung by the receivers and the backs, all of whom hit the holes hard. You're always trying to strike that balance between, you know, continuing to run, and then if you have opportunities to hit some shots down the field, because, you know, that's the other question that comes about. How come we're not throwing the ball down the field? And unfortunately, we just missed on a couple of those. So it's just trying to strike that balance, I think, in terms of being able to establish that run, which will set up those play-action passes, wear down the defense, so that hopefully we can capitalize upon it. And I think that, you know, as the thing unfolds, you know, you take into account some of the major injuries. I mean, that's never happened in my 20-plus years of coaching, where you have five wide receivers dressed for a game and you're into the fourth quarter and you've got one healthy body out there. So that is something that can kind of cause things to be adjusted somewhat.
Your offensive line this week will be the same you had last week?
I was wondering we had a poll out there. When's the first offensive line question going to be? You know, you win. You know what? I really can't say in terms of who's going to be where. You know, we work all the guys. They're a good group. They're versatile. We move people around. We'll have to wait and see how it evolves.
I guess, what did you think of the permutation that you had towards the end of the game there with Fluker in?
Brett Jones is a tough competitor, smart. I mean, I'm a huge Brett Jones fan, and DJ came in and demonstrated his physicality, which is something that's one of his strengths. You know, point of attack blocking, and so, you know, all of our guys, if given the opportunity, are going to be prepared and they'll be ready to go.
Thank you.